Okay. So good afternoon or good evening. It's night already. My name is Rui Martins. I'm going to present this port of arcade game for the ZX Spectrum, but this is applicable to any port that you want to do to a micro machine and that you can eventually implement for other systems. Okay. First question. Who played on a ZX Spectrum? Raise your hands. Okay. Who coded in ZX Basic? Okay. Who coded in assembly? Okay, fine. It's going to be painful for some of you that didn't raise your hands. Okay. And by the way, who did program a game? Okay, cool. So we are going to these topics. I will go one by one. There are several slides for each, and we'll go through all them. Okay, so how do you choose a port? Okay, the first thing you need to decide is what's your target platform. In this case, I chose a ZX Spectrum 48K. It could be anything else, but this is the one I chose. Then you need to select a game, whatever game fancies you, okay? Probably something you like to play. And then you need to select an origin because that particular game can have been implemented in several other platforms, right? For some of you, this might feel the other way around, so it should be like 3-2-1 and not 1-2-3. That's the logic of someone that is going to do a port for profit for something that already exists. For a hobbyist, that's the actual idea, because your hobby is about a specific microcomputer, so the order is usually 1, 2, 3. Okay? And after you selected this, you have to be sure if it's possible to be done, or you can try and you can fail. Okay? So regarding the target platform, you really need to know your platform. This is not just about software. You need to know the architecture of the system, of the machine, because that plays a really important step in the conversion. So basically, you can throw everything away that you already know about developing a game. Like, for example, you might say, okay, I'm going to clear the screen or something like that. And your computer probably doesn't allow you to do that. You have to think differently from what you do on a PC currently. So you have to determine all the hardware limits experimentally. And what do you need to do? You need to at least develop a game on the system so that you can get the feel of what it really hurts doing a game for that system. Then you know all the problems you get. And by the way, you should develop another game. Why? Because you learn valuable lessons with the first game. So you should develop another game before you do actually try to do a conversion. And what's really difficult is that you really need to know your game. What do I mean by this? There are probably hidden features in the game. You need to play the game to actually find them. You need to get the feel for it. I mean the game, okay? Because it's actually playing that you know how a game feels. So is it a fast game? Is it a slow game? It's a puzzle game? It's an action game? Whatever. Okay? And very important is also you need to watch others play. Because you have your own vices while playing a game. And sometimes you play with a friend or you see a friend playing and you see different things that you never saw in the game before. Okay? So you should watch others play. And you should play with others also, okay? Why? Because they can, for example, let's think about a fighting game, for example. Playing with a different opponent, a human opponent, will give you new insight so how to play, okay? Or a puzzle game in battle mode, for example. So what is game essence? What is important in a game?